Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivating Monday Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Happy Monday. 60% chance rain today here in Jacktown, Jackson, Mississippi, Deep South. Yesterday was a pretty neat day, I must say. You know I'm cold-natured, so yesterday was pretty awesome. I had an opportunity to get out in the backyard and mingle with my pooches, Brownie. I almost called Brownie Cinnamon, her mother's name, my late pooch Cinnamon, Brownie and Princess, getting them all situated and comfortable and prepared, because this weekend is NBA All-Star Weekend, and so that's what we'll be talking about today as advertised and promoted New Orleans and NBA All-Star Weekend, beginning of Mardi Gras, and also Valentine's Day. But there's been, like, breaking sports news happening. Oh, man, this, talk about it's going to be interesting next week. Draft time will be interesting also because there's been breaking news. I've seen the breaking news, like, last evening, but I've been listening to Fox Sports, and I'm checking out Mike and Mike on Twitter because my Comcast cable has been showing out. I mean, missed the opening of the Olympics and everything, and Comcast Tech Guys, our lady, supposed to come back out today and fix the Comcast cable. I love T-Mobile and love Comcast, but, you know, miss some programming, but thank you all for your good service and treating people right. So I'm checking out Mike and Mike on Twitter, but I have been listening to Fox Sports on 62JDX here in Jacktown on iHeart Radio, and but I had been seeing on the internet and in my emails that football player Michael Sams has announced that he's openly gay. He wanted to be the one to announce it, not someone else break the news, and there's been a breaking news story, and for some reason there's going to be a question asked to a lot of people in attendance at NBA All-Star Weekend this weekend also, their thoughts regarding players coming out, athletes coming out. More so announcing that they're gay, bi, and all. But on what is the Ben Mallett show is what I've been listening to, and they've really been debating and getting a lot of responses regarding that topic. So I thought that was pretty, it's just wow. If he's a good player, he's a good player, right? Regardless of. So, best wishes to him during Combine and also for the during the draft, and may the best team match for his skills and that need him as a player. May they not allow the choice be made or not made because of his sexual preference or what or the way he was born. Okay, so wow. But we'll be talking more and more about that. That's been breaking news. There's a lot of topics I hear, been hearing from writers and bloggers and sports hosts. And I've been seeing a story all weekend regarding the athlete Marcus Scott is a guy that, well, those of you that know Prince, Marcus Scott is, he's a very talented artist who people love him all around the world, Australians, so on. So I have to say Marcus Scott because people know who Marcus Scott is, like those that like Prince music, because he performs Prince music in his own songs around the world. But Marcus Smart, regarding using an expletive to a fan, And so even the Ben Maller Show and other programs, I hear them saying, they just had to scrap that story so they can cover this hot story right here, this hot topic. But again, thank you for tuning in to Motivating Monday, Coach Shock Entertainment Report. I'm Beth, a.k.a. Be True. And again, NBA All-Star Weekend is this weekend in New Orleans. Have my Megabus ticket. Have my ticket to the Wicked game on Friday night and to the practice. Tickets for the celebrity game, when I tried to get one, are into check prices. They were sold out. But I had my rookie game ticket forever, and big shout out to Team Weber and Team Hill. And then the practice, and I'll be attending the practice and also the JM sections. And then the Sneaker Summit is on Sunday from 3 to 7. And that should be, that's a big event, huh? Looking forward to that also. Hopefully I can get them on to talk about the Sneaker Summit also. That's a big, big deal. It would have been cool if I could have gotten a booth. I've been talking with them about getting a vendor booth, vendor table at their event. Because for the radio show and for Culture Shock Entertainment Report, but also Avon. Because, you know, Avon is in partnership with Chris Paul, Derek Jeter, which is baseball, but Chris Paul has an awesome fragrance called Unstoppable, and then not to mention the sports and fitness lines that Avon has, and the partnership with the NFL, and the NFL marketing awesome watches many of you probably have already seen. But we only have, 25 minutes, so let's go ahead and talk about if the big celebrations that are happening from the kickoff of Mardi Gras, awesome Valentine's Day weekend, or some of you call it the acronym SAD, Singles Awareness Day weekend, and also, of course, the big event, the big annual event, NBA event, NBA All-Star weekend. I hope I don't have to cancel, to be honest. My goodness. But I'll tell you more later. But let's continue on. Enjoy and let's get motivated. Thank you. that girl, just making my friends in England, in London, in UK, just go crazy, go mad. Have you all seen the footage of the shows, the long lines of the surprise gigs that Prince and Third Eye Girl held last week? I mean, we love them here at home, but our friends abroad, you know, they love some Prince, too. It's just amazing. And that's good to see. That's good to know that Prince is just still rocking it like nobody's business. It's so awesome. He has new music out, and we'll be playing his new music real soon. And so that's just so awesome that he is just rocking it, rocking it, rocking it, rocking it like crazy. Yeah, ABC is tweeting out the big story about Michael Sam coming out before the NFL draft. And I guess I'm in a way altering what I'm talking about, too, to talk about this. University of Missouri lineman Michael Sam comes out before the NFL draft. And people are reacting different ways. They show a picture of him at the 14 Cotton Bowl at the AT&T Stadium in one of my favorite places, Arlington. And it goes on to say that Michael Sam, University of Missouri All-America defensive lineman, expected to be drafted into the NFL, told ESPN's Chris Conley that he is gay. And I've listened to him, when he was speaking to the press, stating that he wanted to be the one to tell everyone. And he says that I came to tell the world that I am an openly proud gay man. So he is proud. He is not a sad, depressed gay man. He is proud gay man. And I shout him out. As a heterosexual woman, I have been a proponent of the LGBT community and have many friends who I could just, who are just as amazing, who are part of the LGBT community, and it's good that he's coming out. It probably many more will be coming out real soon. They said that the NFL is ready. Listening to the show I was listening to this morning, a lot of people say that the NFL is not ready, that the NFL is not against a person being gay, but there's not talk about it. So, but it's good that he's coming out, because somebody was going to break the story. So he said he wanted to be the one to break the story, not somebody else. So that's right. But he went on to say that today in interviews with ESPN's Outside the Lines in New York Times, though he said he had previously told his teammates on the Tigers he wanted to control the way the story was spread. Now, he can control the way he presented it and the way he told it and the way the story broke, but it's just spreading, you know. But I guess in the way he has this control of how it spread, you know, everyone hear from his mouth, not hearsay, right? It's not a rumor. He come out and say it himself. Before Columbine, before the draft, you know, listening to the Ben Maller show, they say it could hurt his chances of a certain team. You know, it takes a really strong team to be able to handle that, because some teams might say they cannot handle that, you know, not yet. So, but it's all about the team that need him and that match what they were looking for. You're there to have a good stat to win championships. You know, it's not about what people are doing in their private personal time, right? But it goes on to say that I want to own my truth, he told Conley 2 weeks ago at the Senior Bowl. I didn't realize how many people actually knew I was afraid that someone would tell or leak something out about me or tell a story. I just wanted to control the situation and tell my story exactly. I feel him, and I know many of you feel him also, because we don't like to hear slanders and lies and rumors or our own stories being told a different way, right? So it goes on to say, it's a load off my chest. He said, I told my teammates, this past August that I came out to my teammates, and they played the season knowing that, and they took it great. They rallied around me. They supported me and couldn't have asked for a better teammate. Sam, a unanimous All-America pick, led the SEC with 11.5 sacks and 19 tackles for loss. He's projected to be drafted as high as the third round, and he's rated by ESPN Scouts, Inc., as the 12th best outside pass rusher in the draft. So some people say that it's going to hurt who is going to hurt him regarding to who drafts him and so on. But he's an awesome player, so, you know, who cares? I mean, what about when guys are out there just sleeping around with everybody, you know? So that's crazy. So, I don't know. We all have our thoughts and opinions, but Cowboys, Saints, any of my faves, please don't let that be a reason not to draft him. Any of my favorites, let that not be a reason not to draft him. Let that not be the reason. You know, maybe, hey, we don't need him yet. We don't need him on our team because we already have all those positions filled, you know, but do not let that be the reason that you not choose a talented football player like that. I'm talking to my favorite teams and my other favorite teams outside of Cowboys and Saints, you know, which I love all 32 of you. So all 32, let that not be the reason that you choose or not choose him. That it be other reasons, because maybe you need someone else to meet that void. But if you need him, do not let that be the reason and the sole reason that you not choose him or draft him to be on your team, because that would be just nuts, just crazy. Really, do you not think that? I mean, really. But again, this is a big weekend, and I'm like the other shows. I had things all planned out, what order, format, and everything of how I would discuss the show. Oh, follow the Flip also. He has new music out. So check him out. Awesome, awesome guy. I used to love listening to Flyboy Radio before I created my own show right here. But one thing that NBA All-Star is promoting, Jam Session. They're on Twitter, Jam Session, showing how they're getting all prepared for the big event and just counting down when all the festivities will begin on Thursday. And then also how there's traffic restrictions. So those of you, my friends, and those that I network with that are in New Orleans, those traveling in New Orleans, driving or transit or whatever, there has been traffic restrictions going on. And so New Orleans CVB said, keep a lot of different things on your mind. So I'll go through that. But then also the event that I plan to attend, the New Orleans CVB is also talking about in the first and second year NBA players duke it out in the BVAA Rising Stars Challenge. And that's going to be on Valentine's night. You know, so that's going to be real, real sweet. Let's see. I'm excited about that. Let's see. Because the BVAA Conference Rising Stars Challenge, Smoothie King Center, New Orleans. I just want to share a little bit more. A long time had my ticket for that event. Let's see. The celebrity game would be earlier, but this has been the BBVA, Compass Rising Stars, with the I know Tim Hardaway's son will be playing. Of course, Grant Hill will be coaching, and Chris Webber. So Team Hill and Team Webber, those will be the coaches going at it against each other. So that's going to be very awesome. But I think I need to I want to share some of this traffic information. Let's see. Okay, the city issues a reminder of parking instructions and traffic restrictions in advance for the 2014 NBA All-Star Game. See, some people might not think about that until you get there. And it's good to already have your mind set. So that's, some people might wonder, well, why is she saying that? Why is she mentioning this? And I'm just wondering, wait a second. I'm looking at my screen, and it's like blank. Okay. And it goes on to say that the city issues reminder of parking instructions and traffic restrictions in advance of the 2014 NBA All-Star Game. But this is for commuters, visitors, urged to be patient and plan routes ahead. And this is published on the 7th, and it states that in anticipation of preparations for the 2014 NBA All-Star Game event scheduled for the weekend of February 14th, 16th, the City of New Orleans announced the 2014 NBA All-Star Game traffic plan. So you all check out NBA.com Pelicans, and you will see the story. They will have information regarding a little bit. Starting on Saturday, February the 8th, this is this past weekend, at 8 a.m., the following roads will be closed around the Smoothie King Center, formerly known as New Orleans Arena. Dave Dixon Drive, Magnolia Street to LaSalle Street, Magnolia Street, Dave Dixon Drive to Howard Avenue, LaRouge Lane, Dave Dixon to the corner of Julia Street, and then no through Howard Avenue after U-turn area under Highway Overpass behind Arena. Okay, I can share all of this with you. The Mercedes-Benz Superdome exit from the Ponte Train Expressway will be closed as well, but will reopen Monday, February 10th through Thursday, February 13th, from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. daily to accommodate morning commuters driving the district. Then all roads will reopen as soon as possible after the event tear down, but no later than Monday, February 17th at 6 a.m. Parking enforcement personnel be monitoring for illegal parking. So, you know, we all want to be, people want to be wary about tickets, right? Including blocking hydrants, driveways, and sidewalks by parking within 20 feet of a crosswalk, intersection, or stop signs. Motorists are also reminded to park in the direction of travel on one-way streets and with the right wheel to the curb on two-way streets. In addition, RTA services, including bus service, may be interrupted during the event. Details on any route changes are available at NORTA, NORTA.com, or at their website, at the transit website. Okay, so that's the information regarding that. And I'm posting that on Twitter and also on Facebook. And some people might say, well, why are you sharing that? But, you know, that's important, right? And then there are events going on for Valentine's Day in New Orleans that the Convention Visitors Bureau would like people to know. There are packages going on, and it's Megabus released like 20 romantic cities, and I can't believe New Orleans was not on that 20 romantic cities list. But there are packages going on at Best Western Plus, St. Christopher Hotel, the Hotel Martin, Scarlet Red Romance Package, the Chateau Le Morne, Hotel Mazarin, Royal Sonesta Hotel, the Wyndham Riverfront New Orleans, Windsor Court, Dijon, Cafe Opera, 704 Fulton, Shula Steakhouse, International House, the Grill Room, the Sweet Palais. Those are just a few hotels and places where there are romantic packages and specials happening. Let's see. Seems like there's a little bit more. I would like to go on one of those walking tours, to be honest. But there's some places I need to contact before coming there, and I'm just wondering. And I'm hoping I don't have to. Yeah, I'll be quiet. I'm hoping I don't have to cancel, to be honest. let's see. I have my tickets, have my bus, and all that. Had long time had my rooms reserved, but we're not sure, huh? So I hope my rooms are there when I get there. And that's what's scary. My mom, like, wait a second now. I should have paid for my rooms when I reserved them. Let's see. There's a little bit more info. Okay, I want to check out the calendar of events. I'm like the other shows. You like, okay, I'm going to talk about this event, and then when there's breaking news about the guy coming out, I'm like, wait a second. Definitely have to talk about this. This is really crazy. So the rookie versus the second-year players would be awesome. I want to go over who's on the team. Like you would think, I would have it memorized the way I've been looking at the different ones. And that is so cool that Anthony Davis will be replacing Kobe in regards to the Western Conference. So congratulations to Anthony Davis. Just an awesome player. Big shout-out to the Mavericks, too, and Jackson, Mississippi's own Monte Ellis. Monte has been definitely doing his thing. So Anthony Davis, the Western Conference All-Star. And I'm sure Kobe and his wife and kids will be attending the event, but this won't be planned because he's one of my favorite players. New Orleans, NBA announced on the 7th that New Orleans Pelicans forward center Anthony Davis has been named by NBA Commissioner Adam Silver to replace injured West All-Star Kobe Bryant of the Los Angeles Lakers in the 2014 NBA All-Star Game in New Orleans. Now, that is pretty amazing to be hosting, your team to be hosting an event, then you're, like, one of the main, like, star players, and then who are you replacing? Kobe Bryant. That is so awesome. And Davis, Kobe Bryant of Los Angeles Lakers in the 2014 NBA All-Star Game in New Orleans. This is his first career appearance as an NBA All-Star. Davis is the 10th different player in franchise history, 19th selection overall to make the All-Star team. Davis was also previously selected to the 2014 BBVA Compass Rising Stars Challenge. See, I was looking for it. That's the game that I have a ticket for, and I'm excited to see him at that game. Marking the second consecutive year he'll participate in NBA All-Star Weekend after playing in the 2013 BBVA Compass Rising Stars Challenge in Houston. Davis is leading the league in blocks at 3.3 per game, while also averaging 20.5 points and 10.5 rebounds. This season, he is one of only four players averaging at least 20 points and 10 rebounds. Second-year forward is currently on pace to be the first player since Shaquille O'Neal in 1999-2000 to average 20-10-3 for the entire season. The 63rd NBA All-Star Game will be played at Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. I hope I get a chance. I hope I get, like, a media pass or something. on Sunday, February the 14th. Televised exclusively on TNT and broadcast exclusively on ESPN Radio in the U.S. The All-Star Game will reach fans in more than 215 countries and territories in more than 47 languages. But I'm super excited to see the St. Anthony play on Friday night, most definitely, and the other rookies and so on, because I know that's going to be awesome. And there's just so much going on with the jam sections. You all have to look at the NBAevents.com, NBA.com. Follow them on Twitter. NBA All-Star at Twitter provides a lot of information. The Sneaker Summit, which is Sunday from 3 to 7, awesome event. Sneakerheads, fashionistas, everybody should definitely do their best to stop by that event if you're not a part of that event. And let's see, here's the NBA. I'm resharing something from Doc Rivers. Talks about his return of CP3 and his thoughts on the NBA All-Star Game. So I just retweeted something from the NBA All-Star. And let's see. Oh, yeah, you can, so you can discount code. The discount code is 5OFFJAM, getting you tickets to the Jam Session. You know, it's very an interactive event right there. I mean, I can't wait for that. Let's see. Wall-to-wall basketball action for everyone. This is a premier fan event, allows for your own unique all-star experience and the chance to meet our favorite players. And that is going to be so much fun. You can, wow, it's nonstop basketball action for all ages. Fans can shoot, slam, dribble, and drive all day, compete against their friends and skill challenges, and collect free autographs from NBA players and legends. Young fans can hang out in the kids' zone with hoops and interactive activities that are the perfect size for kids, slam dunks, three-pointers, and jump shots. NBA All-Star Jam Session allows fans to gain access to the NBA like never before. And the NBA All-Star Jam Session, of course, begins Thursday. The first session is at 4 p.m. on Thursday, then Friday at 4 p.m., then on Saturday, 9 a.m., and 2 p.m. section, and on Sunday, 10 a.m. all day until the big game, the All-Star game. But the practice is like Saturday morning. So I have tickets to the rookie game and to the practice, get a chance to see my favorite players, Carmelo, and just all of them, King James, and pretty much practice and do that thing. That there's a 1% chance that I might cancel, and I hope, but I pray not, because it's definitely a fantastic time to have fun, networking event. Oh man, and I'm looking forward to visiting the Vita Institute in New Orleans. Also, check out their campus and talk with them. And I haven't been in New Orleans in so long, and that's one of my favorite cities. I just like Dallas, and just can't wait. And I have friends that I haven't seen in ages that I can't wait to see. And then just the city itself. And then there are those that I network with here on social media that just cannot wait. And I'll be hosting the show from there also, like I did when I was in Dallas for New Year's 2013. So it's been a lot of fun. But it's almost to conclude. I don't want to just ramble on, and then it's time to conclude the program. But it's been fun. It's super excited. Tomorrow we'll have guests Randall Lee, based right here in Jackson, Mississippi. He stepped out on faith to start his own business of helping churches and ministries and entrepreneurs to properly market their businesses, their ministries, their churches via social media. And because I don't know about you, but when I started blogging and getting online, I've been computer literate. Like all of us have been computer literate, but to really get that internet, being online, online networking, and networking has always been a thing that I love. But mastering the skill of effectively networking online, you know, it's natural, and then but then it takes skills. It's natural for some not, but then it's not natural for some, but it's skillful. Some people just have that skill. But then some people don't have time for trial and error. So that's a good business idea that he has, to help people effectively promote and market their businesses, find a niche market. And sometimes when you're dealing with the internet world, the virtual world, you, just like opening a self-standing business, or, you know, or just like you don't know who your church will attract. It's like you don't know who your business might attract. You might have your target market of who you, demographic that you are going for, but you don't know. But when you have a consultant assisting you with how to properly promote your business via social media and really interact with those that you're in reach with, that should be awesome. So that's definitely a good business model. And his show is The Shift. He hosts a show called Shift Radio Show also, and it's going to broadcast tomorrow evening at 7 on Springer Radio. And then also I think he's like with like maybe iTunes, and if I'm not mistaken, Springer's with iHeartRadio also. I have a profile at Springer. I plan to do some broadcasting real soon, probably while in New Orleans from a Springer show. But this is not about me, it's about him. And he told me some other good news, too, but I'm not going to break this. Spill the beans, well, if he wants to spill the beans, he can, but can't wait. Should be fun. But again, I thank you for tuning in, and we have about 2 more minutes, so we'll go ahead and conclude the show. Email me, artists that have been sending me music, my friends that I network with on SoundCloud and Reverb Nation and YouTube and Twitter, thank you. Just let me know it's okay. Also, I like to get permission to play music, and there will be some pretty awesome musicians on the show real soon as guests, so looking forward to that, and we'll be adding more music to the format, and also be returning back to the, you know, the format where I can schedule for 2 hours or 3 hours or an hour and play more music also in the near future, okay? But thank you so much. Wednesday, of course, we'll continue talking about the history and profile and Valentine's Day. Like some of my single friends say, bad singles awareness day. And on Thursday, of course, we'll always talk about Avon. So we'll be talking about Avon products. My web store won't be back up until early March. But thank you so much for you contact me on Facebook and Twitter. You know, I have my Avon business page, my Avon page, and, you know, I have my Facebook page. I hadn't been on my Facebook page with my synonym name, Ms. Beth Nelson, in ages. I post on it, but I'm going to log on and say hi and do everything. I know. I try to be consistent, but then there are a lot of things that I've been doing offline, too. So it's important for us to have that balance of online and offline, but you have to stay in touch with people also. So that's really important. So maybe that's something Randall can tell us about, how to, you know, stay consistent and well balanced with our very